Yes, you do.
Benvenuti. Benvenuti a questo incontro. Ci abbiamo qua un pezzo di storia del punk, uno dei cineasti più aggressivi della scena mondiale, Lech Kowalski da New York. Presenteremo anche questo libro che ha fatto il curatore Alessandro Stellino. Poi preparatevi le domande, perché lui è un fiume in piena e risponderà a tutto quello che vorremmo chiedere dei suoi straordinari film. La serata sarà un po' mista con alcuni brani da pezzi del suo repertorio e la musica che avete sentito fino adesso, che continuerà a letarci a tema, di Stefano Girardino, che vorrei fare subito un applauso a lui perché è stato il primo che ha aperto la serata. Per l'inizio della serata pensavamo di mandare i primi 10 minuti di Born to Lose, che è uno dei suoi film più straordinari secondo il mio parere, e quindi mandiamo 10 minuti, poi ci sarà l'incontro con lui. Grazie a tutti.
The beat going. Can't have a good rock and roll band unless you got a good beat. Yeah. Rock and roll, resurrection. Rock and roll, resurrection. Rock and roll, when I said rock and roll saved my life, I mean literally. If I had stayed in the small town of Dallas, Georgia, way back in 1964, I'd have killed my fucking self. I don't want to end up working in a bank or... Well, maybe I could work the laundry of Woolworths, that wouldn't be too bad. But you know, I used to turn on the radio and hear rock and roll radio, and I said, that's what I wanna be, that's what I wanna be, that's what I wanna be, that's what I wanna be. In order to have a rock and roll resurrection, first, there's gotta be a rock and roll reformation. A rock and roll reformation, good God. Woo! Reformation, good God. Woo! Reformation, good God. Woo! Reformation, good God. Yeah. And in order for you to have a reformation, which will entitle you to have a resurrection, you gotta wash yourself in the blood. To my little dainty foot, up to my sexy ankle, up to my leg, up to my knee, up to my thunder thighs, up to my thunder thighs, and up to my crotch, the blood of rock and roll, up to my belly, the blood of rock and roll, up to my breast, my gorgeous breast. I don't know.
This is where they lived?
It's the kitchen. Yes. It's the kitchen.
I used to bring her food. Her main dinner used to be lamb neck bones. I'll never forget those lamb neck bones to this day. And that's how we used to, we were very close at all time. And he used to be very quiet. He was never in the way, never in any trouble. He would never answer back. He was very nice. He never answered anybody back. Never. And he used to play with my children at that time. She had a very hard life. I mean, you have to live in it. They say poverty today, forget it.
Is Johnny when he was about 13?
Then when he got a little older, he just used to stay in his room with a guitar. I asked him, when's he going to come out? He wouldn't even come out to eat. He'd take his plate and go on the bed and play his guitar and eat. Always. And he was very, I mean, what could you say? He was a very good boy.
His first group, he was 17 or 18, I think. And he used to go to the city. But see, he didn't live home with me. He had moved out.
John was an incredible guitar player, though. A lot of people, I think, recently haven't seen, you know, that saw John in the last 6 years or whatever. I don't think they got to see him, like, always at his best. You know, John might have been getting bored and, like, I don't play bass anymore, right? Everybody, for every defect, everybody has 20 others, like, that are just, I don't know what I'm saying. They'll all come out on this guitar playing when you play that. But John, you know, he was always like, and he could really bend, you know? And the guy's, you know, was famous for his guitar style, no matter what. A lot of people, just like me, and like countless other musicians just would have had no clue how to play this thing, no matter who played it before us, until John played the guitar.
We're just patching up some bullshit over here.
When the New York Dolls started, like maybe 6 months before they were playing, like I think the musicians like that hung out in New York were like very into fashion, you know, like it was a competitive thing. And the Dolls had the the look down the best. When I first saw them, they had like all the platform boots that you had to have made. And then they had like stuff that other people wouldn't really think of putting in with that. Like they'd wear their girlfriend's clothes, you know. They get clothes anywhere. They would wear like shoes like this, like, you know, tennis shoes, but they'd have big platforms on, and I don't even think they were denim, you know, and rubber. God knows what they were. And along with their raw energy, and they had like that chord, you know, power sound, and John like had that, you know, rip it up, wind on down guitar stuff, and just they couldn't win.
L'occasione di questo incontro è dato anche dalla retrospettiva che Filmmaker Festival, uno storico festival milanese, sta dedicando a Lech Kowalski in questi giorni, con proiezioni dei suoi film all'Arcobaleno, al Palestrina e allo Spazio Oberon. Quindi Lech è qua a Milano per tutta la settimana, è arrivato sabato scorso e stiamo portando avanti questa retrospettiva molto importante per un regista che da tempo insomma, coltivavamo l'idea di portare qua a Milano tutto il suo cinema. Finalmente ci siamo riusciti e grazie a Marco, che con l'agenzia X insomma ci ha dato una mano, abbiamo pubblicato quella che è la prima monografia al mondo dedicata al cinema di Lech Kowalski. Al suo interno trovate una lunga intervista che gli ho fatto io su tutta la sua carriera, dagli inizi appunto nel... in realtà non inizia con il punk, Kowalski inizia con il porno, come operatore nel mondo del porno nella New York dei primi anni 70. I'm sorry, I can translate. Okay, you know your own story. E poi magari vedremo un estratto di DOA, che è il film sulla famosa tournée dei Sex Pistols negli Stati Uniti, che l'ha veramente lanciato, come si suol dire. Adesso abbiamo visto un estratto di Born to Lose, che è il film, uno personalmente lo ritengo uno dei suoi capolavori, il film su Johnny Thunders. È una sorta di quarto potere punk, nel senso che Johnny Thunders non viene mai intervistato in questo film, parla la sua musica, parlano le sue gesta e raccontano di lui tutte le persone che l'hanno conosciuto. Un film che chi ha avuto l'occasione di vedere sabato scorso, domenica insomma, al cinema Arcobaleno ha potuto vedere la potenza di questo film straordinario, che tiene questa energia presente nel prologo che vi abbiamo mostrato fino alla fine drammatica poi di questo grande artista. Non so, io poi magari con Marco leggeremo qualcosina, non so se vogliamo far raccontare invece a Lech. Io cercherò di tradurre al meglio quello che dirà, spero che in realtà capiate un po' l'inglese anche voi, così ci arrangiamo tutti insieme.
Io inizierei facendo, siccome qui siamo al CBGB's italiano,
sì,
la prima domanda che farei è l'incontro tra cinema e punk, insomma, in che maniera è avvenuto?
Grazie.
Yeah, okay, you can use this one. About this meeting between cinema and punk. Can you tell us something about this?
The meeting between cinema and punk?
In your career.
In my career?
Yeah.
you're going to translate?
Well, I tried.
You can try. There was, before there was punk, for me, there was nothing before punk. It was always punk.
Non c'è stato niente prima del punk, c'è sempre stato solo il punk.
The reason why I wanted to make movies was because I was angry.
Volevo fare film perché ero arrabbiato.
And it was very easy to be angry because there were so many problems.
E c'erano così tanti problemi che era molto semplice essere arrabbiati.
I started thinking about making movies during the Vietnam War period, which probably no one here remembers, but I remember it well.
Ho cominciato a pensare di fare film durante l'epoca della guerra del Vietnam, che forse non tutti qua ricordano, ma per me era qualcosa di molto concreto.
It's hard to talk about something in retrospect, but I think that and be honest, because you make things up. But I think that the biggest thing that was important to me in terms of punk and cinema was the aesthetics of punk. There's a simplicity that I enjoyed, and it was not the kind of punk that we think of now with pink hair. It was more black and white.
È difficile parlare onestamente insomma pensando in retrospettiva a quello che è stato, ma quello che contava molto per me all'epoca era l'estetica del punk, che è molto diversa da quella attuale, come dice lui, dei colori dei capelli rosa, ma era qualcosa più che aveva a che fare con il bianco e con il nero.
And you know, in fact punk didn't exist when I in the very beginning as punk. It was like this, you know, it was like this, actually this is a punk place. It was this kind of thing.
Il punk all'inizio non esisteva, così come punk, come abbiamo cominciato a, come ci siamo abituati a conoscerlo, ma era qualcosa di completamente diverso, più simile al posto in cui ci troviamo adesso.
And it was just the pleasure of meeting people that were thinking like you.
Ed era il piacere di incontrare persone che la pensavano al tuo stesso modo.
I mean, then you have, you know, of course you have your, I mean, if you're talking about punk and music, you're talking about punk and cinema, and you're talking about punk and the art scene. These are different kind of punks.
Ci sono diversi aspetti da cui si può parlare di punk, uno è quello musicale, uno è quello cinematografico, ce ne sono tanti.
So for me the punk and music was there was Max's Kansas City and there was CBGB's, but that was a very special kind of punk that I participated once in a while. But there was another kind of punk going on beyond that for me.
C'era il punk del Max Kansas City, c'era il punk del CBGB, ma c'era un altro punk che mi interessava e che seguivo.
And the other kind of punk was like walking around New York City in the Lower East Side, just looking at things and trying to understand how to be creative with cinema. And this was, it was not connected to music, it was more connected to just kind of understanding, trying to look at things and figuring out how to make a movie with those images.
Il punk, la modalità punk a cui mi riferisco io era, significava andare in giro per New York, per il Lower East Side, che era il quartiere in cui Lech è cresciuto, e cercare di guardare alle cose che succedevano in una maniera creativa e trasformarle in qualcos'altro creativamente.
And then there was the idea of how learning how to make a movie.
E quindi da qui è venuta l'idea di capire come si può fare un film.
And learning on your own without having to go to university, because that was not in fashion then.
E impararlo per i fatti propri, insomma, senza andare a scuola.
And so my first punk memory was with Vito Acconci.
La mia prima memoria punk riguarda Vito Acconci.
Do you know who Vito Acconci was? Yeah, you do. Wow. No one ever fucking knows who Vito Acconci was.
Nessuno ha mai idea di chi sia.
So Vito Acconci was my teacher at the School of Visual Arts.
È stato mio insegnante alla School of Visual Arts di New York.
And he I think he taught his course was about thinking.
E il suo corso aveva a che fare col pensare.
And he was trying to teach these new kids who came to New York how to think differently.
E insegnava a questi ragazzi che arrivavano a New York come pensare in maniera differente.
So I'll tell you the story because if no one knows who Vito Conti is, it's not interesting to tell the story. But since you know, I'll tell you the story.
Okay, vi racconterò questa storia visto che sapete chi è Vito Conti.
Of course, he was Italian background. Do you know about his work, about the cockroaches?
Sapete dei suoi lavori, dei scarafaggi, delle cose che faceva.
Yeah, and the masturbation.
E la masturbazione.
Etc. Okay, so you know who he is.
Allora sapete chi è.
I had a class with him, and it was some kind of conceptual something or other about thinking. And he told us to we did two projects with him. I did two projects with him. We kidnapped him one time, and we carried him through the streets, and we asked him to talk about that, and we blindfolded him. Very simple project, but the difference was that we were not, we just needed to have the permission to do this kind of thing. And Vito said, "Okay, you can do it to me."
In uno dei progetti abbiamo fatto due progetti con lui, e uno implicava il fatto che lo rapissimo, lo bendassimo. After you blindfolded, what?
He was blindfolded.
Yeah. And what did you do with him?
We just carried him to the street.
E l'abbiamo portato in mezzo alla strada.
And this was after he did his masturbation piece, or his sex thing, in where he was under. In a museum under some stairs. I forget exactly.
Questo dopo questo famoso atto di masturbazione in un museo per il quale è famoso a Conci.
But the thing that was the most important thing from Vito Conci that I have was that he one time he gave us an assignment, and that was to stand on a corner or someplace in New York City for 24 hours. And just to stand there and to observe.
Uno dei compiti che ci ha dato è stato stare immobili, fermi a un angolo di New York per 24 ore e osservare.
And I did that on the corner of 14th Street and 3rd Avenue.
L'ha fatto a un angolo tra la Terza Avenue e la 14th Street.
And it was an extreme. I mean, this was the most punk thing I ever did, because you have to go. I mean, imagine standing in one place for 24 hours, and you feel stupid too, because people are watching you and you are. Young and you're subconscious. You're in a subconscious state of feeling like an idiot, and you are being watched and you're watching people. But gradually you start seeing amazing things because you're seeing the same thing over and over, and you start making stories about everything.
E questa è stata la cosa più punk che ho fatto, perché uno stando fermo per 24 ore a un angolo della strada si sente estremamente stupido, un idiota. Tu guardi le persone ti guardano, continui a vedere. Sempre le stesse cose che si ripetono all'infinito.
And then you realize that you have a connection to things that you never understood before. The simple things like doorbells and buses and people walking by in the sidewalk and just numbers on buildings. Porno cinema that was down the street. Another porno street cinema was behind me. It was a gay porno cinema. And so you understand these things in ways that you never understood them before, because you have time to contemplate them.
E hai una consapevolezza di tutto ciò che ti circonda in una maniera che non hai mai avuto prima, di tutte le piccole cose che sono i campanelli, i numeri civici dei caseggiati. C'era un cinema porno di fronte a me, uno dietro di me.
And there was this aspect of trying to become a New Yorker. Because I was new to New York, and this was a way to become a real New Yorker, to like plunge into this kind of world that I was a little bit afraid of.
E questo era anche per me un modo di diventare newyorkese, perché io venivo da un altro luogo ed era il modo in cui io mi immergevo in questa nuova realtà.
So this is punk cinema.
Questo è il cinema punk.
There was no camera.
Senza macchina da presa.
Voilà. So I can, but another punk moment. That has to do with cinema was the idea of being very real.
L'altra cosa molto punk era quella di cercare di essere molto reale.
And that was when for the film DOA, I had this problem, because I wanted to I needed to make the title sequence for the film, and I didn't want to use conventional graphics.
E per il film di OA, Dead on Arrival, no? I film su Sex Pistols, non volevo usare le tipi di grafica convenzionale che si usavano all'epoca.
And for me what was important is to touch the pellicule, the film, to feel like there is a real connection with the film and the you know, your hands, your body.
Ed era importante per me toccare la pellicola, che ci fosse una connessione tra il film e il mio corpo.
So the idea was that I wanted to do animation but without it being fake.
Volevo fare una sorta di animazione senza che sembrasse finta.
So I don't know if I told the story at the festival here or not, but anyway, so we painted pieces of glass about this big.
Abbiamo dipinto dei pezzi di vetro grandi così.
With the letters of DOA, one D and then O and then A in different sizes.
Con le lettere D O A di diverse grandezze.
And then I had a gun, a rifle.
Avevo un fucile.
22 millimeter.
22 millimetri.
Yeah. And so in this, I was living in downtown Manhattan, and we set up over there was the pieces of glass that were like this.
Abbiamo messo di là i pezzi di vetro.
And they were hanging.
Appese.
Like this, and the camera was here.
E la macchina da presa era lì.
And I was near the camera. I was standing by the camera.
E io ero vicino alla camera.
So we turned the camera on, and then I would shoot at this piece of glass.
E mi sono messo a sparare a questi pezzi di vetro.
And we filmed it, and it
e li abbiamo filmato.
And then we put this together in the sequence, you know, with montage.
E poi li abbiamo montati insieme.
And so these little pieces are exploding, and it was really, really extraordinary because it was. I mean, I don't know why I had this idea, but it was like, okay, this is what has to happen.
Okay, non so come mai mi era venuta questa idea, però era quello che volevo succedesse all'inizio del film. Poi magari possiamo anche vederlo lì. Maybe we can show that.
Yeah, and then the film, and this was done in pellicule, which was very difficult in 60 millimeter.
Ed era una cosa difficile da fare in 16 millimetri in pellicola.
Before, you know, computer animation.
Prima che arrivasse la computer.
So I wanted people to read the words of the lyrics, because to the songs, because if you don't read the lyrics, if you don't know what the songs are about, then it won't work. I mean, it's not like when I was a kid listening to the Rolling Stones and the Beatles. Sometimes you didn't understand the lyrics, but it worked. But with punk music, I think it's better if you understand the lyrics.
E poi ci tenevo che si capissero i testi delle canzoni. Infatti, durante DOA ci sono i sottotitoli con i testi, perché è diverso da quando ero ragazzo, ascoltavo i Rolling Stones e non era importante capire. Almeno la penso così, capire i testi delle loro canzoni coi punk era molto importante capire cosa dicesse.
So, this is about punk music, right?
Okay. Questo riguarda la musica punk.
So when, I mean, don't forget when DOA came out, it was already the end of punk.
Non dimenticate che quando DOA è uscito era già la fine del punk.
So no one really knew, I mean, very few people saw this music and very few people knew what the songs were about.
In realtà poi poche persone conoscevano questa musica all'epoca e sapevano di cosa parlava questa musica.
So we had to put the words on the screen, and we did it the same way. So you see the words in different colors, and took us 6 months to do that.
E ci ho messo 6 mesi a fare questa cosa con le scritte colorate sui testi dei Sex Pistols.
And as we were doing that, I decided to add scratches to the film.
Mentre lo facevamo, abbiamo deciso di aggiungere dei graffi alla pellicola.
So this became this kind of punk form.
E questa è stata un po' la forma punk che ha preso il film.
So these are the stories of cinema and punk, but in a sort of formal way.
Questo è un po' l'aspetto formale della mia relazione punk con il cinema.
Però dopo 20 anni l'ha ripreso in mano facendo.
You came back to that with Born to Lose. You mean a long time later?
Yeah, yeah.
Born to Lose, avete visto l'inizio, è un film su Johnny Thunders, che è stato fatto alla morte di Johnny Thunders nel 1991, Born to Lose,
sì,
yeah.
Sì.
Ma basandosi su credo oltre 20 anni di lavoro di materiale filmato e 400 ore di materiale filmato, quindi un lunghissimo lavoro. Ci
messo quasi 10 anni di montaggio.
10 anni di montaggio.
And but I also came to it back again in another time period too, when I made The Boot Factory.
Ok, voglio parlare anche di quando ho fatto The Boot Factory, un altro film.
The problem with the problem that I encountered later on is I had to shoot my films on video, And I didn't like the look of video so much.
A un certo punto ho cominciato a utilizzare il video, ma non mi piaceva molto.
So when I began making the Boot Factory, we were shooting in 16mm, and then I went. Then I stopped doing it, and I started shooting with the cheapest video cameras that we can buy.
Boot Factory.
Hide cameras.
I hate. Yeah. Ho cominciato a girare in 16mm, poi sono passato alla modelli di video più economici come la I-Hate.
So then I was looking at this Hide footage, which I liked, and I set the camera on black and white, so because I wanted this part of the film to be color, and we had no choice to make it color because it was all black and white.
E ho deciso di girare tutta questa parte anche perché non avevamo scelta di farla in bianco e nero.
And so then I was looking at this, I did the montage, and I was looking at this, and I thought it needs something, and I realized what it needed, and it needed editing.
E ho capito quando abbiamo cominciato a montare il materiale che c'era bisogno di qualcosa in più.
And this was on, you know, of course on a computer, on an Avid at this point. And what I did was this took 6 months or longer to do. When there was an action in a frame and somebody lifted their hand up for example, at that point I would take out one frame.
E allora ho cominciato a operare questo stratagemma, diciamo, nel montaggio, per cui a un certo punto quando una persona alzava un braccio toglieva un frame dall'immagine.
This is about music, about rhythm, you know. And when somebody put their hand down at the apex of the at the end of that, I would take out one frame.
E toglievo un fotogramma anche quando l'azione quando il braccio veniva abbassato.
So I watched this film over a period of months and I took out frames at the apex of every moment.
E agli apici di ogni scena io toglievo dei frame.
So when you're watching the film, you're missing thousands of frames of information, and it makes you a little bit nervous.
E questo aver tolto così tanti fotogrammi all'interno del girato rende nervoso lo spettatore.
And what's nice about that is that you're physically, I was physically getting involved with these electronic images.
E quindi era il mio modo di essere coinvolto fisicamente con il materiale che avevo girato.
So that's these are some punk stories about music and film.
Questa era un'altra storia punk su musica e cinema.
Parlava di Boot Factory.
Sì, sì, di
Boot. Non ho capito.
Era un'altra. I was asking why you went to Boot Factory. Era un'altra storia punk. Formal.
Why did I make it?
No, why did you? I think he asked about Born to Lose, so you turned to.
No, perché mentre lui faceva questo lungo lavoro di montaggio. Di Born to Lose è entrato questo film qui.
Did you make Born to Lose Boot Factory when you were working on Born to Lose?
Yes and no. I mean, yes, I was working. I worked on both things for such a long time. I still want to make another punk movie because I have about 500 hours of material that I want to make into something.
Mi piacerebbe
and
fare.
And I'm waiting for some Italian money to do that.
Mi piacerebbe fare un altro film sul punk perché ho ancora 500 ore di girato che posso utilizzare e sto aspettando che qualche produttore italiano me lo finanzia. Stai fermo. You can wait.
Yeah, yeah.
What would that be about? I mean, su che cosa sarebbe questo film sul punk today?
I mean, this is all archived, so I don't know. Okay. I mean, I have to invent a story, but I think someday I'll do that.
Sono tutti materiali d'archivio, quindi dovrei inventare e trovare un filo conduttore, una storia, ma penso che prima o poi lo farò.
And this is material that I filmed with people that are totally not famous, but they're amazing characters.
Si tratta in gran parte di materiale girato con persone che non sono assolutamente famose, ma sono fantastiche.
And one of the also with some famous people, like an amazing sequence I have is with Arthur Kane from the New York Dolls. I filmed him for 7 hours in California, and it's an extraordinary. I mean, he talks about his life when he was at the very bottom of his life in such an extraordinary way that's almost a movie by itself.
È uno dei materiali importanti che ho, ad esempio, quello su Arthur Kane dei New York Dolls. Sono 7 ore in cui lui racconta al fondo della propria vita ed è un materiale straordinario.
There's a sequence that I with a black saxophone player that's really extraordinary. One of the few black people in the punk scene.
E ho del materiale straordinario anche con un sassofonista nero, uno dei pochi neri dell'ambiente del punk.
I did a long scene with Steve Dior who was in a punk scene in England, and he was playing the part. It was a party, kind of like this kind of party, and he was playing the part of Johnny Thunders, and because this after Johnny died, and he was trying to show us what Johnny is about, and he spent a lot of time with Johnny, and this is an extraordinary scene.
Oh, un'altra scena straordinaria con, what's the name? Steve Dior.
Steve Dior. Yeah.
Steve Dior, che punk inglese che imita durante una festa quello che faceva Johnny Thunders, per spiegare un po' la personalità, per raccontarci com'era Johnny Thunders.
I have an amazing sequence with Victor Bacris, who was living in a Chelsea hotel then, and he was a punk, he was a rock and roll journalist, and he was trying to he explains what it means to be a rock and roll musician, but in a really incredible way, and this is a great sequence, and you know, these people, half these people are dead now.
È solo che tutte queste persone sono morte. Avevo una scena molto bella con un giornalista rock che mi racconta che cosa voleva dire essere una star del rock all'epoca.
I have some material with Iggy Pop, which is extraordinary. Some things that were filmed in New York, we had this cable television channel where people would come on and do things, and I have material from that.
Ho materiale anche da un canale televisivo dell'epoca di New York, avevamo filmato delle cose all'epoca. Beh, so, yeah. Lech ha filmato delle interviste eccezionali, lui ha fatto in DOA, c'è una scena che è diventata cult, che è l'intervista a Sid Vicious e Nancy Spruggen. Trovate un po' il racconto, non ve lo vorrei ripetere tutto, ma ha fatto questa intervista in Inghilterra loro due poco prima, insomma, che finissero le loro esistenze, che è straordinaria perché è una non intervista. Like, I'm telling you, you don't like interviews, and I'm talking about the few important ones that you made. Dove loro non riescono a spiccicare quasi parola perché sono completamente fatti. Addirittura lei a un certo punto chiede a Lech se è il caso di, siccome sono in cerca di denaro, se Lech è disponibile a finanziare un porno. Dice: se noi ci spogliamo e facciamo sesso, tu saresti disposto a pagarci? E lui dice, in qualche modo dice di no, e quindi comunque loro, Sid Vicious si addormenta di continuo. Un'intervista inesistente sostanzialmente. But you made a long interview with Didi Ramon. Voi avete visto un estratto di Didi Ramon qua nel film su Johnny Thunders, ma lui ha fatto un film intero su Didi Ramon che racconta un po' la sua vita, che si chiama Hey, is Didi Home, che dobbiamo ancora proiettare, quindi è, credo, venerdì o sabato. What about the Didi Ramon film? Because it's an interview, but it's something special, something different.
Well, for the Didi Ramon sequence, I got some French money.
Per il film con Didi Ramon ho avuto dei soldi francesi.
And I was able to film this in 35 millimeter.
E l'ho potuto filmare in 35 millimetri.
So we had I forget how much a film, because it's quite expensive. I think we had seven rolls of film.
Penso che avessimo sette bobine.
And 35 millimeter, and it was just okay. I want to do something with this man, who is a man child.
Volevo fare su qualcosa su quest'uomo perché era come un uomo bambino.
An idiot savant.
Un adulto idiota.
And he was Johnny and Didi had a lot of antagonism between them.
E c'era molto antagonismo tra lui e Johnny Thunders.
But the thing about Didi was that before we filmed the sequence with Didi, I had to go to his psychiatrist. And his psychiatrist gave Didi permission to do this.
Ma prima di girare questo film con Didi Ramon, ho dovuto andare dal suo psichiatra affinché mi concedesse il permesso di filmarlo.
And I asked Didi not to take any kind of drug to calm himself down, because I didn't want him to be in a state of stupidity.
E ho chiesto a Didi, prima di filmare il film, di non prendere alcun tipo di droghe, perché non volevo che entrasse in questo stato di stupore in cui viveva di solito.
So with Didi it was really a question of I looked at Didi not as a rock and roll musician. I just looked at Didi as someone who has to tell his story about his insanity without him realizing that he's talking about his insanity.
Volevo che Didi parlasse della sua can you repeat?
Yeah, I wanted Didi to just enter into his. I didn't want to say, okay, hello, Monsieur Ramon, can you tell me about your life? This kind of thing.
Sì,
I wanted him to be kind of like just to become this incredible human being that just invaded the camera, you know, because we had this moment to do something that it was beyond an interview. It was just like this this experience between him and myself and the camera and the film crew that was there, without the bullshit of an interview.
Sì, non volevo che fosse un'intervista piena di stronzate come sono le interviste solitamente, ma che la sua personalità invadesse in qualche modo lo schermo.
So I remember, because I have to remember all this stuff now. Didi brought three t-shirts on the set.
Aveva portato tre magliette sul set.
And we chose the t-shirt.
E abbiamo scelto quella giusta.
Didi wanted some very good tea for this interview, so we got him some good tea.
Drink? Tea, okay. Yeah. Avevamo dell'ottimo tè da bere.
No alcohol.
Niente
alcohol. No drugs.
Niente droga.
Because he's already done so much fucking drugs that he didn't need any drugs. You know?
Perché non aveva bisogno, ne aveva fatte così
and,
tante.
And I wanted Didi to feel like a star, but not as a Ramon star, but as a human being star.
E volevo che si sentisse una star, ma non perché era dei Ramones, ma perché fosse una star come essere umano.
So we began with kind of the early history with him and punk.
Abbiamo iniziato con la sua storia degli inizi del punk.
And then we gradually went into his relationship with Johnny Thunders.
E poi siamo passati alla sua il suo rapporto con Johnny Thunders.
Now, do you know why?
E sapete perché? E sapete perché gliel'ho chiesto?
Because he and Johnny had a very famous song they did together called Chinese Rocks.
Perché lui e Johnny hanno fatto insieme una canzone molto famosa che è Chinese Rocks.
It's the anthem of heroin use for the punk generation.
L'inno dell'uso dell'eroina, insomma, per tutta la generazione punk.
Because Lou Reed was heroin, right? And that was the anthem. And for this generation, it was Chinese Rocks.
Perché c'era stato Lou Reed con heroin e loro avevano fatto Chinese Rocks.
So there's this incredible story about who wrote the lyrics, how, which one, and of course, Didi's in the lyrics. Richard Hell worked on that. So there's a lot of antagonism between the two of them. About the song.
E quindi gli ho fatto raccontare un po' la creazione di questa canzone per i quali sono accreditati lui, Didi Ramone, Johnny Thunders e Richard Hell.
So a few years before this, Didi, Johnny and several other musicians, what's his name from the Dead Boys, Steve Bader's, see, and a few other musicians met in Paris because they wanted to create a super punk group. This was way past the punk period.
E qualche tempo dopo, qualche tempo prima, molto dopo la fine del punk, Didi, Johnny e Steve Bators si erano incontrati per fare un gruppo insieme.
So there's a lot of myth of what happened when they met in this room in this apartment to create this group.
E c'è molta mitologia intorno a questo appuntamento che si erano dati per creare questo gruppo.
And there was and Johnny and Didi did not get along.
E Johnny e Didi non andavano d'accordo.
Now, I'm not going to tell you exactly what happened, but I know what happened from Johnny's from Didi's point of view, which Didi did not tell me the story. Somebody else did. Didi told me the exact opposite, kind of a lie.
E quello che è successo, Didi me l'ha raccontato in un modo e altre persone me l'hanno raccontato in maniera completamente opposta.
So Didi told this constructed lie, more or less, of what happened. In this situation in Paris.
E Didi quindi raccontava questa bugia completa su quello che era successo a Parigi.
And the lie was so magnificent that it was actually the truth.
Ma la bugia era talmente magnifica che era la verità.
And as I was filming this, I was watching Didi go into this strange reality that he was making this story up, and it became sort of metaphysical, and he was seeing ghosts and things like that. And it's just such a magnificent story that the truth didn't make any difference. It was about Didi's something about Didi and his mind and the way he thought of everything that was really fascinating.
E mentre lo filmavo vedevo che i suoi occhi cominciavano ad allontanarsi come se stesse vedendo dei fantasmi e veramente tutte queste bugie diventavano una verità importante.
Now, there was a screening of this footage, the raw footage in Paris with people who were friends of Johnny's.
Abbiamo fatto una proiezione di questo rough cut del materiale con degli amici di...
No, it was not a rough cut, it was the entire sequence.
Ok, abbiamo mostrato l'intera sequenza... Friends of whom?
Of Johnny's.
Abbiamo mostrato questa intera sequenza degli amici di Johnny a Parigi.
And some of those people still don't talk to me. Because they thought, there was such an outrageous lie of what, John, of what Didi said about this thing.
E poiché quello che diceva Didi in questa scena era una bugia talmente colossale, queste persone hanno smesso di salutarmi da quel giorno.
Because there's something really wrong with people who are fanatics of rock and roll stars.
Che c'è qualcosa di profondamente sbagliato in quelli che sono così fanatici delle star del rock.
They don't want to hear any criticism of any kind about their idols.
Non intendono ascoltare alcun tipo di critica sui loro idoli.
So anyway, so I made this film about Didi incorporating some of these stories, and it's just such a portrait of not of reality, but it's such a portrait of a state of mind that is more powerful than any kind of, you know, interview that you can do, and this was what the film is about.
E quindi questo film su Didi non è tanto un ritratto della realtà, ma un ritratto di uno stato mentale, che è qualcosa di molto più importante.
And you could say, because we shot in 35 millimeter with all these big cameras, etc., in a film studio, it's probably the most expensive interview I've ever filmed.
Visto che girate in uno studio in pellicola 35 mm, è sicuramente il film più costoso che ho mai girato.
Se è riuscito a farlo drogare per 7 rubine.
How did you manage not to have him drug himself for 7 rolls?
No, because he was kind of trying to be get out of drugs in some way.
In quel periodo stava cercando di uscirne fuori. Naturalmente, se ci sono domande, siamo ben felici. Are you?
Ah, wow.
That's a whole different story.
In Kabul, my story in Kabul.
Well,
I mean, no, I mean, Kabul. Well, I mean, okay, we can talk about Kabul, but do you realize that now, in Afghanistan is the biggest, I think it's now, it's the biggest harvest of heroin in the history of Afghanistan in terms of how much money they're making on it.
Non so se sapete, ma adesso in Afghanistan c'è the biggest harvest
of you know of the most amount of money, you know.
Billion raccolto di eroina di
of opium.
Opium, okay.
So, you have to know your drugs. So, I went to a story before I tell the story.
Una piccola storia prima di raccontare la storia.
When I did DOA, my producer killed himself.
Quando ho fatto DOA, il mio produttore si è ammazzato.
And the producer was someone who had a magazine called High Times.
E questo produttore aveva una rivista che si chiamava High Times.
And High Times was like a, and it continues to, it still exists. It was a big drug magazine. And in the beginning, it was about hemp, and then it became about cocaine and other drugs. But at that point, it was about hemp.
About what?
Hemp. You don't know your drugs, man. Can someone help this man, please?
È una rivista che esiste ancora. All'inizio era su hemp. E adesso poi ha cambiato, insomma,
marijuana.
Okay.
Can you
Alberto, no.
So Tom was under a lot of pressure, and my producer, and you know, when I did DOA, he gave me a suitcase with $40,000, and he put me on an airplane. And he said, "Go and shoot," and he sat in first class, and I sat in back.
E quando per girare Born to Lose mi ha dato una valigia con $40,000 e mi ha messo su un aereo, lui in prima classe, io in seconda, e siamo partiti.
And the way that I met Tom was that I knew this Polish prostitute, and who I met at a party, and then we became friends, and she said, "If you ever need money for a film, call this guy." So when I heard the Sex Pistols were coming to America, it was like 10 days before they came, I made a list of people who I knew with money, and he was the last one on the list. And no, everyone said no, and Tom said, "Okay." Tom said, "Let's meet." And then eventually, he gave me. He said, "Yeah, I'll produce this film."
Okay. Quando io ho saputo che i Sex Pistols venivano in America per la loro tournée, avevo una lista di una decina di persone facoltose a cui chiedere i soldi. Lui, Tom, era l'ultimo della lista, ma è quello che poi mi ha dato i soldi.
So he went on this tour with me, and we shot this film, and then I went to London and I shot footage, and then I came back, and after Sid Vicious killed Nancy, Sid died, Tom committed suicide. Not because of that, but because of other problems that are much more complicated.
Quindi ho girato il film in America, poi sono andato in Inghilterra a girare delle altre cose, ma poi Sid ha ucciso Nancy, Sid è morto e anche Tom si è ammazzato.
So we,
è morto.
So we had a party for Tom and we scattered his ashes from the World Trade Center.
E abbiamo fatto una festa in onore di Tom e abbiamo gettato le sue ceneri dal World Trade Center.
So I'm just sort of setting up like a lot of these things are connected to drugs, these stories.
Molte di queste storie hanno a che fare con la droga.
So let's move on to the World Trade Center being knocked down by whoever knocked it down.
Ma adesso spostiamoci, anzi rimaniamo sul World Trade Center per crollato a causa di chi.
So the day that so I was in Poland shooting on Hitler's highway. Now Hitler there's a drug called what is the name of this drug? I'll think of it in a second. Methadone. Methadone was invented by the Nazis in order to sedate the public for the bombings. So anyways, I was in Poland shooting a film on Hitler's highway, and I my assistant and I drove back to Paris. We got to Paris and I went to sleep because we were tired. It was like a 40 fucking hour drive. And someone said, "Wake up!" And I woke up, and I watched the second World Trade Center building fall down.
E avevo appena finito di girare il film on Hitler's Highway. E ci stavamo riposando da un viaggio interminabile in auto quando il mio assistente mi ha svegliato perché stava succedendo qualcosa di importante. Ho visto in televisione la seconda delle due torri che crollava.
So I mean, I was very, you know, I was living in Paris, but I was very attached to the neighborhood where the World Trade Center stood, because that's the same neighborhood where I shot the DOA sequence that I just told you about, where I shot the guns, you know, and it was like it's my neighborhood, you know.
A quell'epoca vivevo a Parigi, ma naturalmente avevo un legame fortissimo con l'America, con New York, perché quello era il quartiere in cui ero cresciuto e vissuto a lungo.
So that happened September 11th, and then on March, a few months later, after the Americans went to bomb Afghanistan, Kabul. I wanted to go to Afghanistan to see what's going on and to film something there.
Così qualche mese dopo l'11 settembre decido di andare in Afghanistan perché gli americani avevano cominciato a bombardare Kabul per vedere cosa stava succedendo.
And the Taliban were still in Kabul.
E i talebani erano ancora a Kabul.
And there were Italian soldiers there and French soldiers and American soldiers, and it was a bordello.
C'era un casino generale, c'erano soldati italiani, francesi.